Good morning. It's Monday, December 7th, 2020. This morning I want to share with you from an article I wrote back in December of 2011. It's about the season of Advent, and it begins this way. It is the beginning of the season of Advent. We are waiting for the coming King, and in this season of waiting, we are also anticipating the joy of the Christ child in the manger. Yet, how many of us place a priority upon other things that in the scope of eternity have little meaning? I imagine that many persons took advantage of the sales push on post-Thanksgiving time and probably bought all kinds of things that they may not really need. The heart of the season is slowly and surely being diseased by the societal and even the church consumerism, which pushes to eliminate or deaden our senses to the real reason for the season of Advent and Christmas. Yet we wait. We live in a bubble of isolation for the most part, and now, especially in days of pandemic and hunkering down at home in isolation, we as Americans are used to having access to just about anything we need or want in not having to wait or worry about infecting someone else. We are truly blessed. Consequently, it is more difficult for us to understand or even want to hear about or see the pain and injustice that many people in the rest of God's world are living. If you get an opportunity, go to barnabasaid.org and you'll find out about what's going on in the rest of the world as far as Christian persecution. Our cultural context instills in us a lack of wonder and awe at the mysteries of God. We are creatures of the Enlightenment, which declares that man is the highest authority and that there is no need for God or a Savior. We don't permit ourselves the vulnerability of reflecting very long on the suffering world. We are guilty of amnesia, the remembering of God's self-giving in Israel and in Jesus Christ. Yet we wait. This season, though, we have the opportunity to change our lives and change our actions. Come, Lord Jesus, come into our lives, into our homes, and into our communities. And when you come, we ask you to change our hearts. We are waiting for Christmas, but we are also waiting for something else. We are waiting for Jesus' return. He told us that he would come again, and he told us to watch and be ready for him. What should we do while we are waiting? We should worship and praise him, love and serve him, and share his love with others. When we are doing those things, we will be ready for his return, and we will find joy in the waiting place. Here's hoping for a blessed Christmas for all. Thanks be to God. Amen.